As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Good morning. Welcome to a summer day in Pittsburgh. Yeah, 85. If you like warmth and summer, you're going to love today. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. I mentioned U.S. Steel. Paul, in an op-ed piece in The Hill, which is, in general, they try to be nonpartisan. They say they cover whatever's going on in Washington. But this gentleman, Daniel Bob, has a story about why, if Donald Trump and Josh Shapiro had a conversation about U.S. Steel, why it would be good for America, because you would keep manufacturing here and you would be able to combat China, who was dumping steel. And so, interestingly enough, over $1 billion in infrastructure in the Mon Valley, as you know, would go a long way.
Well, actually, I think that they're going to double that amount in the merger agreement as it's been amended. And not approved yet. And I would say, Larry, that if that is the case, that China is doing what it's been doing in the steel market, it's encouraging to see that Hyundai is going to build a $6 billion plant to make steel for their auto production. They're going to do that in Louisiana. So you would think that the administration would be on the side of expanding that in the Mon Valley as well.
And we'll see where that goes and continue to follow that story. Speaking of Washington, the clock is ticking. That says Phil Kirpan, who joins us now as the president of the America Commitment Unleash Prosperity. Phil, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
You know, it's tough in Washington to get a consensus on anything these days. So what is the clock ticking over when it comes to the American average household?
Well, if we get to the end of this calendar year and they haven't got their act together on taxes, then all of the 2017 tax cuts go away. And so what that means is the child credit gets cut in half from $2,000 to $1,000. The standard deduction gets cut in half. The death tax exemption gets cut in half. All of the rates go up. And the small business exclusion goes away. And so basically the small business tax, or really all non-corporate businesses, even large ones, the tax goes from 29% and change to 40% plus. And so this is a real economic disaster pending if they don't cancel this tax hike that's kind of coming down the track at us. And they wasted a bunch of months. I mean, here we are, it's almost May. They wasted most of the year in this dumb debate about whether they were going to do the tax bill by itself later in the year or as part of this bigger one beautiful bill, and one bill, two bill, three bills, instead of just getting the work done. The good news is they did finally agree on a budget resolution before they left for their two-week Easter break. And isn't it nice that Congress gets a two-week Easter break? right? I mean, so they have finally cleared that first hurdle, and they'll at least, from a procedural standpoint, be able to start writing the bill when they get back. But even on that, normally when you have an agreement on a budget, that means you agreed on how much you're going to spend and how much you're going to tax. They didn't really do that because they have different spending numbers for the House committees in the budget than they have for the Senate committees. And so they sort of agreed to disagree, but at least it gets us to the next step here, and we might finally see some legislative text on a tax title sometime in the next couple weeks.
Okay, Phil, so that brings the next question up. What kind of support is there in both the House and Senate in terms of the GOP and the Democrats? I know that I think I've heard Speaker Johnson speak in favor of extending the tax cuts. Am I right?
Yeah, Republican support is pretty solid, certainly from the leadership. Every version of the budget, every Democrat has voted against. So I think it's fair to say they want the tax hike to hit. But, you know, you can have near consensus among Republicans, and that might not quite get it done because they have such a tiny majority. You need essentially everyone to agree. Thomas Massey, who, you know, God bless him, he's going to vote no for because he votes no now on everything. And so you can really only lose, I think, one or two more Republicans and still get something through the House. So they're walking a tightrope. The challenge is not that there's a lot of disagreement among leadership on substance. It's that once you start writing the details, when you need to keep every single vote, that becomes difficult. And so that's where we are right now. And even getting to this point, as I said, was difficult. But they are now at the point where they're going to start writing the actual details.
And if they don't do anything, Phil, you're suggesting this would, on average, hit the American taxpayers' household by $3,000. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's the average. The Heritage Foundation calculated that. That's the average. Of course, you know, it varies a lot depending on how many kids you have and so forth, because that child credit getting cut in half means, you know, people with minor children at home will get hit the hardest. But, you know, everyone's going to get a tax hike because every single rate goes up and the standard deduction goes down. So the amount will vary somewhat, but on average, yeah, it's going to be about $3,000.
Okay, Phil, so if this doesn't get done and the tax cuts end, at what point on the calendar does that happen? And would that be before the midterm elections?
Well, it would be January 1st. It would be for tax year 2026. And so you wouldn't see the change when you file your taxes in April, because that would be for 2025. But you would see, you know, you would see changes in your withholding, you know, right away in January of next year if they don't get this done. So they need to get this done. It would have a major effect, certainly on the elections. And, you know, every Republican in America pretty much promised no tax hike if you vote for them. And so if they let this happen, they would have a huge problem.
Well, hopefully it will get done. Phil, thanks for bringing it to our attention.
My pleasure. Have a good one, guys.
You got it. That's Phil Kirpin, president of the American Commitment.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.